Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The center fielder, Max Venable. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lasky. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Giles applying the tag. One out. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Evans reaches second base with a double. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Andy McGaffigan now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McGaffigan. Baylor moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez bunts towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to third. Brenly moves to second. Andy McGaffigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaffigan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. McGaffigan reaches second base with a double. Youngblood scores. Brenly scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Gorman now pitching. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0-for-1 in the game. Venable takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McGaffigan. Hodges moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges moves to third. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo takes first base on ball 4. Giles moves to second. Jim Barr now pitching. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Barr covering, for the out. Hodges scores. Giles moves to third. Oquendo moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard is hit by the pitch. Chili Davis pinch runs for Jeffrey Leonard. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Max Venable now playing left field. Chili Davis now playing center field. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. Hernandez is hit by the pitch. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges is walked intentionally. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Bergman reaches third base with a triple. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bergman scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hodges scoops up the ball and tags Barr for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Venable hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oquendo hits a fly ball into left field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Davis moves to second. Steve Nicosia pinch hits for Dave Bergman. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Danny Heap now playing center field. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing first base. Joe Pettini now playing third base. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-1 in the game. Barr is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz fires to first and has LeMaster trapped. There's the throw to Giles, who tags LeMaster for the out. Two outs. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Venable strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo misplays the ball. That's an error on Oquendo. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Giants. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bradley pinch hits for Carlos Diaz. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Scott Holman now pitching. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Lavelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavelle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Junior Ortiz now catching. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Venable hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Evans reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis is walked intentionally. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark tags and scores. Evans tags and moves to third. Davis tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-2, Giants. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pettini strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Giles strikes out. 1 out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oquendo strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heap for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.